Hey, Adam, you there? Hello.
Close your eyes. They hold elections on a guitar, they just twist the string slightly, but it's all fixed. You need money to be voted for, and you certainly need money to buy guitar strings. You're not just born with a free set, you know. Even folk singers got to get them from somewhere. That's right, that's why we do celebrity endorsements. Why do I not do a celebrity endorsement? Well, I can't answer that question. I never thought of it until this very second, to be honest. I was just holding my finger up, looking at it and thinking, wow, you've still got that finger. You and that finger been some places, Robin. I remember bringing this finger here in Athens in 1988. Boy, those were the days. I had this finger too, huh? Oh, there were guitar strings then, I can tell you, back in the smoke age. Wow, people had 7, 15 strings on their guitar. Peter Buck and I used to walk up and down the streets in the middle of the night handing out guitar strings to policemen and policewomen. Oh yes, policewomen too, they'd often pull in. Ha, how about that, baby? Pull in. Yeah, what were they pulling in? They're pulling their cars in, their vehicles. Now, the young rookie cops, they didn't know how to get out of the cars. They just get stuck in the inside of the car, and they stick their heads with their helmets out. You know, you can always tell a cop because they're eating a donut and drinking black coffee like this. I could be undercover. I could be a rookie folk singer. Anyway, they try and get their bodies out of the car, and they can't. You know, they get the head and the donut and the black coffee out, and the rest of them just poking out in an Athens street at 2 o'clock in the morning. Peter and I go by and hand them guitar strings. Bless you, you lords of alternative, they say. It was a wonderful life. That's why I come back here as often as I come back here. Why? I'm still here from the last visit. I think I'm at the 40 watt tonight. Yeah, I keep up with contemporary music. I was in the 40 watt in 1993 and I saw the Jesus Lizard. Yeah, you were there too. Can I get some more black coffee, please? Thanks. Okay, this is another song in E. Adam, can I have a bit of rock and roll delay on the voice? Not like the full max one, but like a half a rock and roll delay. Thank you. It's as much as I can take at this age. Okay. The drums bring this in. Then there's a kind of nifty bass riff, and then quite arbitrarily the guitar comes in like this.
It's the museum of sex.
that roof again, shall we?
I love that uneasy insects. You never know what's happening next. Hairs develop under your skin. Now look at the shape that you're in the museum of sex. The museum of sex. The museum of sex. That's what you're living in. The museum of sex. I see you within. In the museum of sex. Thank you.
was written just before New Year's Eve in Britain, in the Isle of Wight, in the rain, just before it got dark, in an empty house with nobody, not even me, in it. It was a year marked by several special divorces, and I was feeling particularly mean-spirited, even for a Brit. I'd like to share this with you now. I play the harmonica, obviously, because I was influenced by Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan was the Morrissey of the 1960s. But he came, interestingly, not from Manchester, although he did go there quite often, but originally he was from the United States. I don't think he's been in a band with Johnny Marr.
Deserve. Time is round and space is curved. Honey, have you got the nerve to be Queen Elvis? See that man that mows his lawn? He'll hang and drag before the dawn. Summer made and summer born to be Queen Elvis. You could break your mother's heart. It's already broken your father's heart. Coming out's the hardest part. When you're Queen Elvis, justify your special ways, justify your special ways, getting blowjobs from the breast. Oh, I'm jealous, can't you guess? I'd never squeeze into your dress, Queen Elvis.
Got the nerve to be queen.
Thank you. Was actually written about 25 yards from where Queen Elvis was written, but it was written a different time of year.
It's written when the glass is in bloom. All around, a rare beauty seizes the Isle of Wight, and the whole of the south of England is set in a kind of plexiglass cube, multiple planes, both reflecting and absorbing light the way water can and glass sometimes can. Sometimes, of course, glass is completely invisible and you can walk out of an Indian restaurant and just walk smack into the glass because you can't see it because it's so clean. This can happen. And in this particular song, that didn't happen. But it was, I do remember the glass was in bloom. It was a particularly lovely time of year and I held my bitterness in check long enough to make some tea. And this song was written in the same country, but right up north, just over the border into Scotland in a horrible, blistering, horrible day in April. Different kind of misery from before. Christmas. I mean, it's been cold here in Georgia. In my years as a working tourist in Georgia, I've never experienced cold or ice like I did in Atlanta the other day. We were actually climbing up the cliff face. My girlfriend and I were hacking our way up with the ice picks. We were near the summit. And then the slippery unguent chakra demon was tipping down this green stuff onto us, which made it that much harder to gain the summit. Furious fists of lightning were bursting about our brows, and the temperature was dropping second by second. If you left your finger on the surface of the ice for more than a nanosecond, your finger froze. That's why I'm checking to see this one's still here, because it could be on a sidewalk in Atlanta. As you know, most sidewalks in Atlanta are either called Ponce de Leon or Peachtree or Highland. We were on Peachtree, Highland and Ponce de Leon, and our fingers were just becoming constantly attached to the cliff face. It was brutal, howling winds. This doesn't happen in Britain. It just gets damp and dark and cold and wet, and people rain indoors, especially in Manchester. Manchester, it rains indoors while it's also raining outdoors. That's its superpower. That's why it spawned Morrissey. That's why they booed Dylan when he went electric.
What are you doing out thawing your eyes, bastard?
Yes, it's true. We're a miserable bunch, the British. Whether it's the obstinate Welsh, the curmudgeonly Scots, the perverse Irish, or the doom-laden and bitchy Southerners such as myself, we're a miserable lot, and we're united in our can't-do attitude. Over here, you're cursed with the belief from birth that things can be done, so you have to wear your neurosis on the inside because you're too busy saying, yeah, sure, great, wonderful. Whereas inside, what you're saying is, roll over and die, everybody. If you come to Britain, the first thing we say is, roll over and die, and then if you haven't after about 15 years, we give you a cup of tea. It's no surprise, perhaps, that I spend a lot of time over here. Anyway, this is my British national anthem, and it's written as if it was a Kinks song being done by madness. So just imagine I'm Billy Bragg. I've met all of them. I've met the Kinks, Madness, and Billy Bragg, and they're all exactly the same height. This comes in straight away. There's no drums. Just so you know. It's like a really nifty tape edit. The vocal comes in right on the top of the music. Watch. Give me a rain. Oh, no, but in tune. I'm sorry.
Give me a rain. Great electricity day. I feel okay when the skies are grey. Like the bullfrog in the reeds, a tiny pulse is all I need. Dismal city, that's where I belong. It's got it going on and on. Your idea of fun's not mine. I like to go where the sun does shine. Sunlight falls, it's much too harsh. I'd rather bloat in the cool bank. Marsh, dismal city, that's where I belong. Dismal city, it's right here in this song. Through the endless great parade of terraced houses in the shade, to the statues in the park, where moss grows on the bark. Dismal city, that's where I belong. Plump and round on a lily pad, I think of you and I ain't enough glad. Dismal city, twilight's where I feel alright. Dismal city, that's where I belong. Dismal city, I love it when it all goes wrong. England, it's a dismal place. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. I've got England on my smug and freshly shaven face. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. Don't get too big for your boots and don't stray too far from your roots. Not what you know. I need some place to go. Dismal city, that's where I belong. Dismal city, it's right here in this song. Dismal city, I love it when it all goes wrong. Dismal city, been here all along. Oh yeah.
Thank you.
Up in a crow's nest, upside down face, but it's still so long. Flaking off, breaking off, crumbled and cracking. Time will destroy you like a Mexican god. Dreaming your eyes away, close to the future. Pray for amnesia to finish you off. This is the evil I wish on so many. Time will destroy you like a Mexican god. Moon in a cup, crushed garlic and babies. Sailors all stagnant and bloating and dry. The horror of you floods so close by my window. At least when I die, your memory will too. Wap-shoo-wah-dah. Wap shoo wa da da ooh. Cruel, magnificent, roasting your people. I am secure at the end of your rod. Cut out my heart and it flies to the ceiling. Time will destroy you like a Mexican god. Time will destroy you like a Mexican god. Time will destroy you. Sing. Ooh. Wap-shoo-wah-da-da. Ooh. Wap-shoo-wah-da-da.
Okay, Adam, let's have a bigger vocal delay on this one. The one we were trying it out earlier, the one that was ratified by the Salt Arms Treaty in 1978. Check you're still there. All the relevant pieces are with us. That's good. You know, people do that in movies. Guys, when they shave, if it's a sort of light-hearted film, they'll walk to the mirror. They're usually wearing pajama trousers, and then they're sort of like have a towel around the top. There's no kind of homoerotic or any subtext. They're just the guys there. And he comes in with sort of, like, he's got one hair going boing at the top. The rest of it's sort of black hair. He's nondescript, somewhere between 36 and 42 and 43. It's that nondescript. Even time is bleeding at the edges. Time's reading a newspaper. You know, it's not thinking about this guy much. He's there with his one little hair, boing, like that. And he walks up to the mirror and he yawns and sort of blows some bubbles out of his mouth. I never get that. How does he get the bubbles into his mouth? He's been lying there all night, possibly with his good lady wife. Has she inserted the bubbles through his navel using a straw and some pineapple, something like that? Or has she been subtly using a foot pump to pump her spouse full of bubbles so when he walks to the bathroom mirror in the morning and goes, the bubbles come out of his mouth. I've done this frequently and no bubble came out. Anyway, you don't have to think about this now, but if you want to, you can't email me. But if you want to email somebody you know, then they could put it on Twitter and then my social media person will find out that someone's trying to tell me something. So, I mean, it's much quicker than it would have been 150 years ago. Okay, so this is the one with the vocal delay. It's about a lost planet trying to contact its parents, which is a complete waste of time because the lost planet has a mother complex and the last thing it needs to do is be in touch with its home planet. There's no counting.
Rocket ship, the lover and the slave.
Adam, let's try that one with the delay after the countdown. You'll know this one by the time it's finished.
Said I'm a willow bending in your mind. I'm a mirror cry from side to side. I'm a snow-covered mountain in an empty room. I'm a house that burns down every night for you. Said I'm a doorway leading to the dark. I'm a liquid jar dissolving in. I'm a policeman working in an empty house. I'm a distant steeple on a long abandoned plane. Sometimes when I'm lonely, baby, then I'm only you. Said I'm a pattern on a china bowl. I'm a memory engraved upon your soul. I'm a prison cell without a door. I'm a finger drawing on a frosty window pane. Sometimes when I'm lonely, baby, then I'm only you. Sometimes when I'm lonely, baby, then I'm only you. Lies down on the stairs, stares into air. I know she's there. I'm making coffee for two, just me and you. But I come back in with coffee for three. Coffee for three. My dead wife sits in a chair, combing her hair. I know she's there. She wanders off to the bed, shaking her head. Robin, she said, you know I don't take sugar. My wife and my dead wife, sees love, my wife and my dead wife. Doesn't anybody see her at all? No, 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 no. My wife sits down on the stairs, she's peeling a pear. I know she's there, 'cause I'm drilling holes in the wall. Little holes in the wall. I turn round and my dead wife's upstairs. She's still wearing flares. She talks out loud, but no one hears. My wife, my dead wife. Am I the only one that sees her? My wife and my dead wife. Doesn't anybody see her at all? No, no, no. My wife lies down on the beach, she's peeling a peach, she's out of reach of the waves that crash on the sand where my dead wife stands. She's holding my hand. Now my wife can't swim, but neither could she. And deep in the sea, she's waiting for me, she's waiting for me. Oh, I'm such a lucky guy, because I've got you, baby, and I'll never be lonely. My wife and my dead wife, and I'm the only one that sees her. My wife, dead wife. Doesn't anybody see her at all? I'm in love with a beautiful girl. Yes, I'm in love with a beautiful girl. Well, I thought I knew all about everything, but I'm in love with a beautiful girl. And she's staring through a crack in the sky. Yes, she's staring through a crack in the sky. Well, I thought I knew all about everything, but I'm in love with a beautiful girl. Well, I thought I knew all about everything, but I was wrong. I thought I knew all about everything. I thought I knew all about everything. But I'm in love with a beautiful girl. Yes, I'm in love you all about everything, but I'm in love with the beautiful girl. Let's go now. And she's staring through a crack in the sky. Yeah, she's staring through a crack in the sky. Well, I thought I knew all about everything, but I'm in love with a beautiful girl. Yes, I'm in love with a beautiful girl. She's in love with a wonderful guy. But she's in love with a wonderful guy. Well, I hope she's in love with him. I think she's in love with. I'm in love with a beautiful girl. I'm a charming and dangerous guy. I'm a charming and dangerous guy. But if you don't expect too much, it's alright. I'm in love with a beautiful girl. Yes, I'm in love with a beautiful girl. Well, I thought I knew all about everything, but I'm in love with a beautiful girl. And we're going through a hole in the sky. We're going through a hole in the sky. And we'll be up there for the longest while. Cause I'm in love with a beautiful girl. Cause I'm in love with a beautiful girl. Well, I thought I knew all about everything, but I'm in love with a beautiful girl. Cause I'm in love with a beautiful girl. Well, I thought I knew all about everything, but I'm in love with a beautiful girl.
Thanks. This is from a film which has not been really made. It has come out as a cartoon now called The Fifth Beatle, and it's incredibly popular. It sold 5 billion copies in the first 30 seconds of release. But it's not the movie of which I was given the script and for which I wrote this song, in which Brian Epstein meets a nice lad in a nightclub in 1965, back in the smoke age. Brian had only 2 years to live, but he didn't know that. Right up till the end, there was hope. The roller coaster of existence is not simply a one-way pressure drop into Zilchville. There are many interesting bumps until we disappear.
You should. every time I cross it, I just feel insanely good. I'm falling now, you're calling. Take it away. Take it away.
To a deal with the forces beyond my control, namely my unconscious, and beyond that, the forces of uber destiny, which mean I'm having to play almost everything in E. The upside of that is that E is an incredibly confident key. So when you go home, you'll be able to open your door with a comfortable key. I'm sorry, a confident key, I misread that. So even this song here, which is in B, has got a lot of E in it. It's cut with E, as we used to say in those days. This is about the, not about it, but the picture in it is of fate in the form of a 23-year-old woman in a black bikini on a beach in Tel Aviv, her hair, face largely masked by her hair, staring out into the sunset, determining the fate of somebody who we don't know. It's a fantastic ghost harmony on this. I'm afraid I don't have any copies of this record at all. I think you can probably find it. There's two surviving record shops in Athens. This is probably available. We have one record on sale tonight. We have like 7.5 copies of it. And if we can find it after the show, I'll be signing it or your old REM bootlegs from 1991 with Billy Bragg. In wherever I can get hold of some tea. So this is a lovely record. It's still available. Some of the songs I've played tonight are from a record that's only available in Norway and has now been deleted. I'm particularly fond of that one. I don't think you can even get that one in Wuck Street, but it was a great record. We never had that one at all. So like we've got one thing left and then tomorrow there won't be anything. It's fantastic, isn't it? Imagine if you've got more things. Like everywhere you went, things stuck to you. Like you just climbed the north face of Ponce de Leon and you were pausing for breath trying to get your fingers back and you looked at your feet and your feet were covered with feathers and more feathers, uber feathers and stuff that holds feathers together, you know, feather gunk. And that sort of oatmeal, particularly oatmeal. I mean, humanity has many shortcomings, but one of the great things is that we don't leave trails of oatmeal everywhere we go, except for when we're between about 10 months and two, you know, and then those are the oatmeal years when your parents, you cover yourself in oatmeal and your parents chip it off you with a chisel. And then you have therapy many years later complaining you feel that you were being chiseled by your parents. They were just trying to get the oatmeal off of you. But apart from that, very few adults have that thing of leaving a feather and oatmeal trail, what we call the F and O trail in the business. That doesn't happen. So although we are perhaps a loser species, we can at least give ourselves a pat on the back that we haven't gone that way when so many other creatures with our abilities might have succumbed and gone down the old F and O tunnel. So hey, boy howdy humanity, you avoided that one. Here we are, here's fate on a beach in Tel Aviv. Beautiful, dark-haired young woman deciding somebody's fate. Not mine. Sorry, I've got a throat in my frog.
I wonder what she's thinking as she's sitting near to me. Although her eyes are open and she's staring at the sea. She's lost in contemplation as her hair hangs to the ground. I wonder, is she praying? Is she making any sound? Be still. What is thrilling through her mind as she sits alone? As beautiful as silence and as quiet as a stone. I wonder where she's heading when she goes back into town. Who does she relate to when she puts her money down? Be still. Let the darkness fall upon you. Be still, be still. Let the darkness fall upon you. Be still, be still. Let the darkness fall upon you. Her eyes are dark as berries and her skin is charcoal brown. She gazes to the future out of where the sun goes down. To where the night is falling on a lover or a friend. Somebody's beginning is just someone else's end. Be still. Let the darkness fall upon you. Be still. Be still. Let the darkness fall upon you. Be still, be still. Let the darkness fall upon you.
Thanks, Alan. Could you put a bit of delay on this acoustic to make it sound like it's pingy? Thanks. Okay, this is for Bertus and Catherine, and I'm going to try and play it at the original 1980 tempo. I'll do the counting as well. One, two, three, four.
Our hand up, it's the queen of eyes, with a carapace shell and some black-faced thighs. I don't know why she never gets anywhere with you. Monkey the pig is out on a limb, he's looking for someone to investigate him. I don't know why he never gets anywhere with you. Here I am again, it's no surprise. I'm locked in orbit, bound the queen of lies. All I ever got from her was lies. In this horrible age of abuse and decay, it's good to know that somebody's looking okay. I don't know why she never gets anywhere with you. Never gets anywhere. I don't know why she never gets anywhere. I don't know why she never gets anywhere with you.
Wander off into the dark and collect beads of night after this. So thank you for coming out to what is obviously not the 40 Watt Club. It's not even the old 40 Watt Club. But it's possible when they dig this place up in 5,000 years' time, they will think it is the old 40 Watt Club. Find Mike Mills in the back room. Still grooving. With a select coterie. Okay, and this is about where babies come from. It was commissioned by the Pope and I wrote it for him. That's right, it's a him. It's never a her for some reason. But I guess a 80-year-old male virgin is best qualified to decide about contraception and other matters of the soul. So I wrote him this and he sent me back a fax and he understood everything. Now. Okay, thank you for coming out. Here we go. Thank you. trees, old tarantulas got me humming. Out in the desert, the cacti at home, tarantulas cluster in their underground dome. Olé, tarantula. Furry black legs and a spicy goatee. If you see Gino, won't you kiss him for me? Olé, tarantula. Through the dark window, she squeezes her eggs. And they come tumbling on their spindly legs. Olé, tarantula. I feel like a three-legged chinchilla standing on a table so wide I can't see over the side. Tarantula. Pressing the keys. If he don't please you, you just can't be pleased. Olé, tarantula. Guiding it in through a shiny dark mist. If she don't kiss you, will you ever be? Olé, tarantula. I knew a woman in San Francisco, or maybe we were down in San Jose. I don't recall. It up quick and then you throw it away. Olé, tarantula. Olé, tarantula.
see any of you. I'm sorry, I was not performing to the gallery. Just spotted that. Doesn't look at all like I thought it did. Okay. Okay, I'm going to play a couple of songs from my record collection. So Adam, if you were just give us some reverb.
No problem.
Johanna, I've now taken my
One with the mustache say, "Jeez, I can't find."
Okay. Yeah. Oh, well, thank you
thank you
for coming along, and I'll see you very soon. And this goes out to, indeed stays with, indeed never leaves Mike Mills.